Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, I'm Jeremy Osterberger of BIC Alliance and BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Roger Gunther, Executive Director, Port Houston. Roger is with us today to update us on Project 11, which is the Houston Ship Channel widening, the impacts of COVID-19 on Port Houston's business, and we'll get into the 10 to 20 year plan here for the Port Houston into 2040. So Roger, thank you for being a part of this presentation today.
Well, it's great to be here. Always good to talk about what's going on at our port and with our channel. So glad to be here.
Yeah, and Roger, you're going to be participating in the upcoming Economic Alliance Houston Port Region Gulf Coast Industry Forum. That's going to be virtual this year on Thursday, September 17th. So thank you for being a part of that event as well.
Well, we look forward to it. Look forward to it every year. It is a big event and, you know, draws a lot of people from within our industry, and we're able to swap stories and get a better understanding of what's going on in and around us. So I think that's important. Even though we have to do it virtually, I think it's going to be a good deal.
That's right, man. Second best to face-to-face, I guess.
Yeah.
So, well, Roger, thanks again for making time with us today. Let's get into it. So, you know, the global refining and petrochemical market relies so much, you know, on the Houston Ship Channel and Port Houston. You know, the top priority for the Houston Ship Channel is widening and deepening the channel. You know, give us an update on where things stand with Project 11.
Well, I'll be happy to do that. You know, I like to remind everybody every time we're talking about the busiest deep draft waterway in the nation when we talk about the Houston Ship Channel. So to accommodate those 9,000 plus vessel calls a year, we have to stay ahead of the change and the demand for the industry. So we call it Project 11 because this is the 11th time in the history that there's been an improvement to the channel since it was built. So this is a deepening and widening project that we started back in 2014, where we got authorization from Congress to do it. We've gotten to the point now where we've gotten the Chief's Report, the Corps of Engineers, who we partner with. We're the local sponsors, and we partner with a Corps, work closely with them. Their Chief of Engineers has signed off on the project. It's been submitted to Congress. Actually, last week, the House passed their version of the Water Resources Development Act bill, the WRDA bill, which includes our project recommendation for authorization. The Senate still has to act on that, which we don't know when that's going to be, but hopefully sooner than later, and certainly think that it's going to happen in 2020.
For the folks that aren't aware of kind of the scope of the project, just give us a few details. How much wider, how much deeper, you know, and a little bit more on, you know, what does that mean for the market and you know, why is it so important this moves forward?
Yeah, great question. The main part of the widening of the channel includes going from the current width of 530 feet to 700 feet in width, which what that does is allow for two-way traffic to meet and continue with, let's say, a Suezmax tanker versus a Neo-Panamax, or the largest container ship that can go through the Panama Canal. So maintaining two-way traffic is very important in Houston, because with the traffic that we get, we couldn't survive with one-way traffic. So a lot, that is a major part, the widening upstream from you know, let's say from the Beltway Bridge area to upstream, there are that part of the project is more of a deepening effort to allow for deeper draft vessels to reach some of the energy and petrochemical and chemical facilities that need a deeper draft upstream as well. So there's a lot of elements to that. All are favorable for the industry that's served. by the Houston Ship Channel. So there are several elements, our job as the local sponsor is to make sure that it happens. There's been a lot of discussion about the funding of this thing, and this channel is going to get deepened and widened, and how quickly that happens depends not only on our share in the federal government, but also the contribution of funds from the private sector that could expedite how quickly the channel is deepened and widened.
Once construction were to start, what's kind of the timeline on completion? How long would this sort of take to complete?
Well, again, that's the question. It's all about, it's a federal project, which is dependent on federal allocations, every year appropriations.
Right.
So, if the funds, come in quickly, we could actually do this and complete it in maybe 4 years.
Wow.
So that's what I mean. How quickly it's done certainly depends on the amount of private contribution that would expedite the channel being quickly finished. But we'll start in the bay. We'll start in widening the channel. Certainly that part benefits every ship coming into the Houston Ship Channel, and we'll do that as quickly as we can with our money and the federal money, plus whatever contributions that we get from the private sector.
Sure. Certainly a lot of support.
And by the way, this is nominally, there's not a final number. It's something shy of a $1 billion project. So it's a big project.
Okay. Yeah. So many stakeholders involved. I would think once we can, they would certainly move forward and try and do it as an expedited manner.
That's right. That's right.
So look, Roger, we're about 5 months into the current normal, which is the sort of COVID-19 era. Take us back a little bit as COVID-19 spread. Tell us about the impact of COVID-19 on Port Houston kind of then and then now, and maybe, what can we expect has changed forever, as far as just operations of Port Houston?
Well, it was certainly a change, certainly one that, we're prepared for multiple different types of crises, hurricanes and those type of things. So although we didn't have a blueprint exactly for this, we had a structure where we could deal with some type of crisis. This one was strange. We've learned a lot. We're still learning how to deal with this as the parameters change. We're still doing the same thing that we were doing before. We're just working in a different environment. And I'm proud of the people, not just the people that work for the port, but the people that, you're talking about that serve the port, the longshoremen that get show up to work there every day, and the truckers and the pilots and everybody in our community. We hadn't stopped. We're operating our container terminals, although the volume's down a little bit. Cargo continues to flow. The impact of it from a commerce standpoint was, we were off to a great start this year in January and February, March, April, May, even through June a little bit. Our volume was down in the container side about 15%, which I hate to use the word happy, but I was relatively happy with that compared to other parts of the country where their container volumes were down much worse. But I think that speaks to the strength of what Houston. You think about containers, what happens, we're exporting a lot more than other ports out of containers. So things that are made that are attached to the energy industry, plastics, petrochemicals, and those type of things continue to be produced and shipped around the world. And, on the import side, the retail goods and everything, when everybody started going back to the stores, that picked up. So it's been down, last 3 or 4 months. Our volume has been affected about our container volume in total. Crazily enough, is only about 3% down for the year. So, we're blessed that we all have been able to continue to work, continue to produce and serve our region, which is a good thing.
So, Roger, let's get into the crystal ball. Everyone wants to talk about the future. Tell us a little bit about the Port Houston 10-20 year plan and what that means here coming up here in the next, couple decades.
Well, it's something that we've been working on. You know, we have, I think for a long time we have, you know, we plan a few years out, but I think we have to be more intentional about our long range plan. We've got a plan that we're working on now called the 2040 plan. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can assure you about what it looks like, you know, what we say it looks like in 2040 is probably going to be wrong. But, you know, you have to have a plan to make those adjustments as you go forward. So we're looking at, as I said earlier, we're in this for the long game. So we're looking at what does our break bulk facilities need to look like? What do we think that, you know, our container volume needs to be? What are our next options if we fill up our container terminals? You know, it's all about, you know, our 2040 plan isn't just about the business. It's about cargo, no doubt, but it's about the community. It's about, you know, all the things that we need to make sure that our partners in our region understand or and have a say so in what we do for the channel in our port. So, you know, includes a lot of elements at a high level right now. And we're about to roll that out, to be honest with you. We're about to roll that out with some webinars to our stakeholders to kind of at a high level talk about what our 2040 plan is. So, you know, we need to know that now. Just for instance, you know, from the time we thought about and decided to go for our Bayport container terminal, for instance, back in the mid 90s, you know, it took almost 15 years before you go through the process of dredging, utilities, planning, and all of that to actually get a facility like that open. So you can't start planning too soon, in our opinion. So there's a lot of different things that we're looking at that include a wide variety of things that the port is responsible for, as not only as a local sponsor of the Houston Ship Channel, but as an operator of a busy port with public facilities.
Yeah, Roger, certainly lots of moving parts. Well, Roger, we're just grateful for your time today. I'd love to check back in with you, especially with another update on Project 11 down the road. And look, please feel free to reach out to me and join us again anytime. You're more than welcome to come back on with us.
Well, we'd be happy to do that, and we think that's our responsibility, and sharing that with the community that we serve is something that we're all about, so I'd be happy to do that at any time.
And Roger, as I mentioned in the opening, for folks that are watching, Roger's going to be a part of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region, the Gulf Coast Industry Forum coming up September 17th. Hey, if you're interested in that, visit allianceportregion.com. They've got an agenda, a list of speakers. And the roster and panelists and speakers is going to be first class. Certainly would love everyone to attend that. So until next time, everyone, stay safe and stay prosperous.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.